Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes your homies can be your worst enemies. They're the closest to you. They know your ins and outs. Act like bitches.
Everybody, it's your girl, Miss Keep It Moving. I hope everybody's doing well. You came back to the work week from a good weekend, and I hope everyone is still being safe and enjoying good company and trying to keep your spaces as positive as you can keep them. Everybody knows it's Mental Health Awareness Month. So I've been kind of going in on about, you know, bringing awareness to mental health issues, especially in the Black community. I think it's very important, especially in today's social and economic situations and with the president that we have and the police brutality and the police killing our Black American youth. And it's just time that we talk about some things, and wanted to go into, you know, the whole multi-generational situation with mental health and the issues we have in mental health that are multi-generational, meaning they're going from one generation to the next generation. It's just a continuation of issues that have not been addressed and have not been resolved, and it's time that we start speaking so that we can stop the stigma regarding mental illness, especially, reiterate this enough, especially in the Black community. It's just time for us to have a conversation about that. So we're going to talk about that, and I will hope that you would have some questions that you will be able to post on the Facebook page on the link. You can go under the group page, Miss Keep It Moving, on the Miss Keep It Moving radio show. You can also, you know, dial in if you want to discuss some experiences you've had with mental illness and someone you may, you know, you love or you care about who's dealing with mental illness, or someone who's, how can I say it, in denial. They're still praying about it, but they're not doing anything to get the help that they need while they're praying. So we know we have a lot of those people in our community, and we want them to know that, you know, no matter what other people think or what they say, they're not living or walking in your shoes. And so it's easy for those on the outside looking in, but, you know, they can throw stones at a glass house, and it might make sense to them, but to you, you know you need help, but you are not doing what you need to do for you to help your situation. And we want to, you know, encourage you, motivate you to find and seek assistance to address those issues you may be having, or to help someone else who may be having issues to address those. So when we come back, we'll talk about some of the issues in the community and talk about some things that we can do to help resolve some of these issues in the community. So I look forward to coming back and discussing these things, and I'm hoping to hear from a few of you. And don't be afraid. Call in, log on, do something. Join us. And it's a possibility that you can get you a $20 gift card. So don't hesitate. Dial in. click the link, send me a message. Let's talk about this thing. It's time that we start talking about the situation in the Black community regarding mental illness. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Said I'd be gone by 5, but it's sunrise and I'm still in your bed. Good night, you sleep means goodbye. Me replaying memories in my head. Look at you, look at you, look what you made me do. How do you figure my every move? Who are you, who are you? You look so familiar. I know you, baby, I know the truth. We got way too much in common. Somebody like me, you wanna love somebody like me. If you can love somebody like me, you must be Mr. Awesome. Who wants to love somebody like me? You wanna love somebody like me. If you can love somebody like me, you must be Mr. Awesome. We used to talk till midnight. All those days that you stayed at my house, we were just passing the time. When we were young and we ain't had no vows. Nah, 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 maybe later on I'll text you, and maybe you'll reply. We both know we had no patience, together day and night. Get an eye on our supply, and we ain't satisfied. I could love you all occasions. We got way too much in common.
Everybody, welcome back to the Miss Keep It Moving show. Again, I hope you're doing okay today. Everything went well coming off from the weekend, starting the work week. I hope you were able to start on a positive mental note. And in some unfortunate event that you were not, I'm hoping that you have found a way to get back to a positive space in your life at this point. I know that there's a lot of things going on in the communities that we're living in our families, in our friends' families. We've lost loved ones. We're losing friends. And it's taking, it's adding to the mental toll that we already have to endure on a daily basis. So I'm just hoping and praying that everyone can somehow get back to the space of positivity and continue to keep it moving in a positive way, surrounding yourself with positive things and positive people who can help encourage you to focus on the ultimate goal, and that's being happy and full mind, body, and spirit, and always in a positive space as much as you can. So tonight, you know, I mentioned before the break that, you know, it's Mental Health Awareness Month. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and I've been trying my best to educate as much as I can. Me, myself, still learning a lot about the field, and especially as a person who is experiencing some of the symptoms myself. I just wanted to be able to come on and use this platform to share with you the things that I've experienced and what I'm trying to do to better my life and to better my personal space. Because whether you know it or not, when you're going through, people around you and people who are connected to you, they're going to go through it as well. And it may not seem that way, but we are all connected in some way, form, or fashion. And that negative energy, just like positive energy can reach you, that negative energy can do the same thing. And so when you're in a negative space in your brain, in your mind, and you are having a time coming out of that, the people who are with you the most, your family, your husband, your wives, your significant others, your children, your parents, whomever you are with daily and most frequently, will be able to sense that in some way, and it will eventually affect them as well. And that's not what we want. We don't want to come in other people's space with our negativity and affect their space in a negative way. We want to be as positive as we can, as much as we can. But the only way we can do that is by talking about what's going on in our situations, and especially when it's something dealing with you mentally. We shun that and keep on the target. We don't want to talk about it. We feel like it's nobody else's business that I'm going through this mental crisis. Yet you share anything else about your life, who you're sleeping with, who you're dating, whose man was with who, and whose girl was with that, and what have you. You talk about what you ate today or what you're going to eat tomorrow. You talk about, oh, yeah, I was diagnosed with diabetes, and, girl, I got to take my sugar diabetes medicine. But we don't want to talk about mental illness. We talk about cardiovascular disease. We talk about needing other things that are medical, but we don't want to talk about the medical side of mental illness. That is something that has to be medically treated if there is an imbalance, if you are having issues and you're struggling with trying to keep it together. Your brain is just like any other part of your body. It is an organ. It has cells. It can become imbalanced, just like anything else in any other organ in your body. And when your mind is not functioning to its full capacity or in the way that it should function, then the rest of you is kind of going to go down as well. You start to feel tired. You start to feel depressed. You start to not want to be around people. You stop exercising. You stop eating right. And all that leads to other things when your mental state is not where it should be. Now, another thing I want to mention about you know, dealing with mental health issues in our communities, that we need to understand that mental health issues in our community, especially in our community, is multi-generational. It's not just concentrated in one generation. It's a multi-generational situation. You know, that multi-generational dehumanization by non-Black people, this, you know, we were brought over here, since our ancestors were brought over here initially and enslaved here in the United States. That has always been the underlying cause of Black people having mental health issues. And believe it or not, just go back and read your history. Go back and read things from where we were kings and queens, when we ruled. You can read that. And then, you know, just think, read some other things about the Willie Lynch syndrome. You've heard me mention him before. Go ahead and read that and see how that particular document still applies and affects the Black community today. If you read all of the statements that and all of the suggestions that he's made and everything that he stated in that document, is still true today. And we're talking hundreds of years later, we're still living in with that slave mentality where we are being affected by the Willie Lynch doctrination. So just go back and read some of that information and you'll see what I'm saying and how it affects us one generation after the next generation after the next generation after the next generation. You know, there's evidence, you know, there's evidence that talks about how racism and adverse psychology outcomes have affected us. We have high levels of anxiety, we are prone to depression and, you know, other symptoms that are related to mental health issues. And it's just time for us to do something about that. And, you know, back in 2013, back in January of 2013, matter of fact, President Barack Obama had directed the secretary at the time, Kathleen Sebelius of the United States Department of Health and Human Services, and the secretary, Arne Duncan, of the United States Department of Education, to launch a national conversation on mental health. And this was to try to reduce the shame and the secrecy associated with mental illness. And he wanted to encourage people to seek help if they were struggling with mental health problems, and encourage people to, you know, go get help, encourage your friends, encourage your families who are struggling, to connect with other people to get help. I mean, it's real. It's sad when people deny and want to overlook that there's a situation, there's a problem that we have to address, and we got to talk about this stuff in order for us to heal as a community. We got to heal. Each one of us has to do our part for ourselves first. And I'm not saying, because I've been getting some pushback because of the fact that I deal with mental health issues myself. I've never said I was perfect, and I never said I didn't make mistakes. And I find myself having to step back when people are coming at me, well, you need to go get help yourself. Well, little do you know I am. And I'm learning, too, how to deal with people who are still in denial about themselves and want to look at you rather than focus on what the information that you're giving. They're trying to see how you're actually using the information. And I'm not saying that you should not, but the overall reality or the ultimate goal of the information is not to judge another person. I'm not judging anybody when I'm giving this information because I know who I am and I know where I am. I know where I've been and I know that I'm still learning. But what I want people to take from the information that I share is that either you're going to use that information if you want to be a better person for yourself and for the people around you, are you going to use that information against me or whoever is providing you with that information to say, well, you're not doing it and you're going to be negative about it. That it's up to you how you decide you want to take the information. Either you're going to take it as constructive criticism or you're going to take it as destructive criticism. And if you take it as destructive criticism, that just lets me know what level of maturity you are in your brain or in your mind. You're not necessarily ready to hear or receive the information that someone is trying to give you. Whether they're being perfect at what they're saying to you or not, that's besides the point. If you know you need help, somebody's trying to offer you help, then either you're going to take it or you're not. But don't try to, you know, kind of throw that thing back into their faces. I've had to deal with that myself. So I just wanted to just throw that out there because I've been dealing with that over the past several months, and especially over the time I've been trying to do the Start Speaking, Stop Stigma campaign. with my son. But when we come back, I'm going to talk to you more about some of the other problems that we're having in our community. And I really want to hear some feedback from some people. I want to have a dialogue of what the community is actually thinking about this situation. So come on now, y'all, dial. Come on down on in. Come on now. It's 646-564-9711. Again, the dial-in number is 646-564-9711. It's free. Don't worry about it. You can click the link. You can send me a Facebook post. Let's talk about the mental health in the Black community. Let's see. Tell us what your experiences are as far as either dealing with problems with mental health yourself or living with someone or caring for someone or loving someone who may be struggling and they don't know what to do or they're too scared to or ashamed. Let's talk about that and see how we can work together and to encourage them to, you know, do what's best for them mentally. Mind, body, spirit is connected. We want to make sure that mind is together so the rest of us can fall into place as well. We'll be right back. So y'all stay tuned and be ready to call in. Who's going to get that $20 gift card? That's what I want to know. All right, we'll be right back.
Oh,
And I do have faith in God. I sure do. And I am getting help, and I'm praying at the same time. But I know that the challenges and the obstacles that I am that I'm facing with mental illness and trying to combat the negativity and the stigma regarding and surrounding mental illness, it's hard. But nonetheless, I have to fight the fight because it's very important. I mean, like I said before, I mentioned that this is a multi-generational thing, which means it's going to go from me to my child, or from my child to his or her children, and we can't continue to let that cycle get bigger or continue to grow. We've got to do something to stop what I call the curse. Who's going to be the curse breaker? And I'm trying to be that within my family. Like I mentioned earlier, it's not a perfect thing. I don't always get it right. But when I learn from my mistakes, I like to share what I've learned. I like to give information that I've come across and share that with you. And hopefully that you'll take something from it. But again, so we're talking about mental health problems in the Black community. And believe it or not, it affects nearly every family in the world. And as a nation, we struggle so hard to have open dialogue about mental health issues and things that are going on mentally with us. We'd rather people see, oh, we're strong and mighty, we can do anything as a people. And the truth of the matter is, we can. We are a resilient group of people. We have overcome so many obstacles in this country. Our people have endured so many negative and just going without and being dehumanized for centuries. And it's disheartening that it continues, that feeling of inferiority and that feeling of your worth being, you being less worthy than somebody with lighter skin or who has white skin. It just continues, and it's disheartening, like I say, because then now we end up fighting with each other, trying to compete with each other, because that's how the white supremacist groups have set it up for us to do. We compete against each other for materialistic things, not for things that will help us grow in the future or grow, continue to benefit our children and our children's children. We want what we want right now, and that is a part of that slave mentality. We'll never get beyond the now if we can't look towards the future. And part of doing that is to get past what's going on in our heads mentally. And again, we have to start with ourselves first. We have to recognize that we have problems first and stop denying them and stop sweeping them under the rug. Because if you don't stop that, you end up hurting the very people who are closest to you. And 9 times out of 10, that is going to pass down to your children. They're going to do the same thing if we don't do anything to help ourselves first. And it's not going to be a perfect thing, but at least you're trying, at least you're working. And I know you hear, you know, faith without works is dead. You can pray all day, you can pray all night. But I still believe the Lord also created a way for you to work towards that victory. You can work towards reaching that goal of being healed. You still have to work. Now, God can grant all, I believe he can heal you instantly. But I know that some of us have work to do. And so in order to reach that healing point, you have to work. Because your struggle may be a struggle or a testimony for someone else to witness and to be motivated by. So you have to remember those things as well. Like I said before, you know, mental health in the community, in the Black community especially, is just being so neglected. The conversations are not being had, and it's, you can see the devastation that is playing in our community, because we are so divided now as a people, and they know that. And so because we don't stand up together when there's nothing going on, they know they can just attack us at any time they want, because there's no unity in our community, no real strong community unity, and that's killing us, because mentally we are still fighting who's better, me or you, us or them. And instead of coming together and saying, yo, you my brother, you my sister, you're my sister, and we got to come together and we got to build for our own people, build for our own children, work together and not be in a division. And I know what I'm saying is easier said than done, but so what? So what? We have ancestors and that have died and have endured things so that we can even get where we are right now. And I think a lot of people are still in denial. People are still saying they haven't experienced racism. They don't believe racism still exists. Well, if you are black, you are damn fool, because it still does exist and it's still happening to you whether you feel it or not. You may not be able to see it, but it's happening to you. It's systemic, and it's multi-generational. Believe it or not, it's happening to you right now as we speak. So stop fooling yourself thinking that it does not exist and thinking it is not real and thinking and believing that it does not play a huge role on the mental state of our community, because it does. Now, what you're going to have to do is regroup. Read your history, the real history, not what you've learned or obtained from the white public school system, even in private school systems. They're not teaching the whole truth. They're only teaching part of the truth. Please, let me just bring this one up. Christopher Columbus did not discover America. He did not discover America. There were people already here. Hell, the Indians weren't here first. They weren't here first. There were black people here first. Australians. There were black people in Australia. There were black people Europe. I mean, come on now, people. Christopher Columbus did not discover America, but I do appreciate the federal holiday off. Thank you, but you're lying. But anyway, that's the kind of stuff that we go through. They take our culture, take our history, and they recultivate it into their own, as if they've come up with all these medicines and all these things. But some of this stuff was already done way before now. But this is the type of mental programming that they've done for so many centuries. And it's time for us to talk about the toll that it's taken on our families and try to get our culture back and rebuild our communities and talk about the situation and not fight with each other. It's time to keep it moving to something else in a more positive way, because it's becoming life or death now. I mean, look at the police killing our young men and women. They don't care if they're children or not. They don't care if they are children or not. They just don't care. They will take them out. Oh, he looked like a grown man from here, but that baby was 8 years old. You done shot the 12-year-old kid thinking he was a grown man from afar. Come on now. Anyway, so it's they're getting away with it. They're getting away with it, and it's almost like we're accepting. Oh, it's just another thing in the black community. No, it's not just another thing. It's murder. It's cruel and it's unusual, and that is a part of dehumanization that I'm talking about. They don't look at us as humans. They don't treat us as equals, and mentally it's taking a toll, and we have to talk about those things more, because it affects a whole lot more than just personal. It affects social. It affects us economically, the way we think about money. It affects us physically, the way we think about food and how we see ourselves. That whole mental health issue thing, y'all, it's real. It's strong, and we've got to weaken it at some point, because it's getting to be overwhelming to continue to hear things in the news and look at the orange man. Oh, Jesus, he gives me a headache, but that's a horse of a different color, orange. But anyway, so the goals for these Mental Health Mondays and to start speaking and stop stigma campaign is to, you know, bring us together as a community to talk more about mental health and to break down the misperceptions. And we got to promote recovery and promote healthy communities. That's one of the goals of this show and the Start Speaking, Stop Stigma campaign. You know, we also want to find innovative community-based solutions to mental health needs. We want to focus on helping the young people in the community. We got to develop some clear steps for us to address mental health needs in a way that complements existing activities in the local area. We gotta do those things. So we'll have more discussions on some topics that we can have roundtable discussions on and to come up with some resolutions to how we can combat this mental health crisis in our community. When we come back, I'll give a few more goals and give out some more information before we close out for tonight. I'm hoping that this information is helping someone and encouraging them to, you know, be motivated to get counseling if they need it or if you need it or if you know someone who needs counseling to seek counseling. If you don't know where to go or where to turn, I'm going to give you some information that will help you. I'll give you my information to reach out to me so that I can assist you. You know, I'm a mental health advocate. I speak about mental illness all the time, and that in conjunction with having multiple sclerosis, which is the match that, no, what is, how can I say, the match that lit the fire for me. So we'll talk about some more goals, and I'll give out some information when we come back, okay? Stay tuned.
you're up here. This is Maurice calling. Just calling to find out what time you want to get together with David the Horn.
Show me the way to your heart. Oh, baby. Oh, oh, oh. The heavens need your soul. vivid emotion. We can both see love grow. Show me your love.
Welcome back, everybody. Let's keep it moving here for the last portion of our show. I wanted to give a few more points about the goals of this show and the goals of the Start Speaking, Stop Stigma campaign. I'm doing this in collaboration with my son, but I think he's gone to bed now, which he needs to be in bed. So maybe next Monday he'll join us for the kid edition of Start Speaking, Stop Stigma. I'm trying to incorporate my family as much as I can, and as much as they're willing to participate. But nonetheless, I'm going to keep going with this campaign. So let me get to some more of the goals, because I know we're going to be closing out in just a few moments. So again, some of the goals of this campaign and of this particular platform, we want to give you the opportunity to research some things on your own, and these are some of the goals that I have for you as a community to research. So one, I want you to take a look, read some stuff on your history, look at some documentaries on our history as being ancestors from Africa. Believe it or not, you are. You may not relate to it as African American, but you are an ancestor of Africa, whether you want to believe it or not. But look up some of the history of our ancestors and our descendants, and start with some of that history so that you can start to understand what was taken from us as a people, and that started that whole road to the slave trade, okay? Take a look at some of the data about mental health, especially in the Black community. I want you to identify some of the challenges that we face as a community, and how can we address some of those issues? Think about some of those things. Take a look at some of the factors affecting mental health in our young people. They're being targeted. They're being scrutinized and stigmatized for no reason. Just think about all of those things and try to have a discussion with your children about that, and especially your sons and daughters if they're teenagers. Family and friends, have this discussion, have open dialogue about what's going on. And do another thing, examine the different beliefs about mental health. How can we find a common ground? How can we come to some compromise about these challenges? How can we compromise and overcome the challenges that we're facing about the stigma around mental illness and having mental health issues? How can we get past all of that? Work towards making mental health less demonic and more of a medical issue that it is. I know a lot of, I've written an article on, you know, mental health in the Black church. I've written an article on that. And if you want to hit my blog up, please do go to Black Vibes and look under the Miss Keep It Moving show. I have a few blogs that I've written regarding mental illness. I'll be writing some more. I've been writing. I just haven't posted them. This show will be uploaded into the blackvibes.com link. I have an app that you can download on your phone. You can also comment on those articles that I've written. Give some positive or, hey, give some, if you have critical feedback, I can take it. I'm not immune to it. What I'll do with that information is learn from it and see how I can incorporate it or not incorporate it. Either I'm going to disagree or I'm going to agree with one or the other. But I promise you I won't be mad at your comment. Of course, if they're derogatory, you will be blocked. Just keep that in mind. If you want to get in contact with me, you can hit me up on Facebook, Miss Keep It Moving. If you click that, you'll find me. It'll come up. I'm the only Nakikia in the world. So you should be able to find me on Facebook, Twitter under Miss Keep It Moving as well. Again, Black Vibes, you can find me on the Miss Keep It Moving show. If you need help with resources and where to find assistance for mental health and getting some help, please don't hesitate to email me, MS Keep It Moving and the number 5, that is all together. That's one thing. Miss MS Keep It Moving and the number 5 at gmail.com. You can call or text the number 919-964-0546. Okay, that's 919-964-0546. Again, please look me up, hit me up if I can help you in any way, if I can help anyone that you may know or love that needs some assistance, please don't hesitate to reach out. But until next time, no matter what, keep it moving.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want me.
Now that I escape, sleep, walk, awake.
Yeah.
Those who can't relate know the